This spring, the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation cut 19 employees in two rounds of layoffs. They were the first Indian Health Service-funded healthcare provider in Alaska to blame the budget woes in Washington, D.C. for layoffs. KDLG's Daisha Eaton has been following the issue and has part one of a two-part story from Dillingham.
Debbie Coolidge lives in the village of Aleknagik, where her Yupik ancestors are from, in a simple one-story house with her family.
This is Lena and Freddie, my twins.
My name's Lena, I'm 14, and I'm going to be in ninth grade.
My name's Freddie, I'm 14, and I'm going to be in ninth grade.
We're going to move to Sitka. It should be an adventure.
Coolidge has brown skin, light eyes, and a hearty laugh. After working as a health aide for the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation for 10 years, Coolidge decided she wanted to serve her community in a bigger way. So she uprooted herself, along with her adopted niece and nephew, to Anchorage, then to Seattle, winning an Indian Health Scholarship and earning a Bachelor of Clinical Health Sciences and a Physician's Assistant Certificate from the University of Washington. She returned to work at the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation in Dillingham, fulfilling her dream of caring for her people.
You know, the beauty of what I do is I can go anywhere and find a job, but I chose to come back here. I chose to come back and serve my people. This was not an arbitrary decision for me. This is my home. These are my people. These are the people that I care about.
But that dream was cut short in March.
You know, everything was going well. You know, I know we had a couple of physician positions open, so I thought, you know, we had been budgeted out for a couple of extra provider positions anyway. I thought my position was secure. I only worked there from June of 2009 to when I got laid off in March.
Coolidge's position was one of 19 that were cut in two rounds of layoffs this spring. The BBAHC employs over 360 people and manages a budget of roughly $50 million. Robert Clark, president and CEO of the BBAHC, blames the federal government for the layoffs.
The short of it is, we have not received our promised budget, and we were only getting a small amount. Our plan for 11 was too big, because it was based on money that never came. Congress went through 8 continuing resolutions. Then they gave us the balance of our budget, a little over $30 million. So it's close to a couple million less than we had originally anticipated.
Those continuing resolutions, Clark says, eventually trickled down to the local level, freezing funding at 2010 levels and slowing distribution of federal dollars via the Indian Health Service. Clark says the BBAHC expected to receive $31.9 million, but in the end, they received $30.2 million, a 2% across-the-board cut. The BBAHC isn't alone. Just a couple of weeks ago, the Kotzebue-based Manilik Association laid off 40 employees, also blaming continuing resolutions in Washington and cuts in IHS funding. The BBAHC receives more than half of its budget from federal dollars. There are 25 Native health organizations funded with the federal dollars via the Indian Health Service in Alaska. So far, Manilik and Bristol Bay are the only two laying off workers. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation in Bethel is one of the other 23 organizations that's been unfazed by the budget delays in Washington. According to President Gene Peltola, he says that's because they planned ahead.
Prolonged and continuing resolutions up until recently have had no effect on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's operations.
You haven't had to lay anyone off?
We haven't had to lay anybody off this year because of the appropriation process.
I called all the other Native health organizations in the state of Alaska, and none of them indicated that they had to cut workers, although many did not return repeated phone calls. The BBAHC runs Kanakanak Hospital, the only hospital for both Native and non-Native citizens in the Bristol Bay region, as well as 29 village clinics staffed by approximately 75 health aides. In part two, we'll take a look at what the layoffs mean for the city of Dillingham and whether they're an indicator of what's to come in other parts of the state. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.